This is a direct voice of Louis Pasteur. Louis Pasteur. Now, you won't find this tape very good because it's very poor in production. The reason is it was taken so many, many years ago when tape recordings were in the early stages and very, very poor.
Individuals. I do not want you to think that I do not believe that We are all individuals. We are all individual characters. But all of us are the product of other people. Whether we like the idea or not, we are the product of our parents. We are the product of relations in our family ties, lives. We are the product of the people who teach us, the students in schools. We are the product of people who we need to become socially involved with. We take upon ourselves all sorts of influences, good and bad. We become individuals, if you like, in a sense. We mold, if you like, or our character, our personality is molded, not entirely by ourselves, but by other people, by their thoughts and influences. And all these things affect the physical body to some extent. And it requires a strong will, a strong mind to resist the evils of the real life which you live, and in the age, particularly in which you dwell. For this is an age, possibly even more prone to evil than any other age. So you live in a world which is necessarily artificial. Many of the things that you do, many of the things that you think, many of the things indeed that you eat are artificial, they're not natural. They're not part of God's natural law. In fact, so much is man becoming mechanized. So much is he inhaling the evil that he has created. Even the fumes, even the very air which you breathe, is loaded with toxins, is loaded with conditions which affect the body, which turn even the normal healthy body into something which is unhealthy. The countryside, nature is gradually becoming less and less. Greater towns, greater buildings are being built. The towns are spreading out into the country. The countryside is becoming polluted. The ground is becoming polluted by all the various things which you play into it, which are not natural to it. The fruits are becoming gradually poisonous. Man is becoming more and more artificial. Less and less is he becoming natural. I pray between the next 50 years what it can accumulate, what it will become. You are living in an age which is so opposed to nature, which is opposed to God, which is yours. Gradually, man is becoming less and less spiritual, is becoming more and more material, more and more money and position is the God, is the driving force. Very few people in the world today have time for the things of the spirit. Even those who profess to be often spiritually inclined, even those who profess to be Christian or Buddhist or whatever it happens to be, that particular religion, but many of them, it is no longer a sincere thing. It is something which is tradition, which they hold to rather than something which they go to because it is in their heart and they wish to reciprocate and they wish to develop and become spiritually minded. It is even more difficult even for those who are sincere to be spiritual. It is indeed a very tragic condition which you have come to be aware. There is unrest everywhere, there is artificiality everywhere, there is fear everywhere, there is distrust, there is malice, there is intolerance, there is hatred. Old sores have not been healed, old wounds still get. You live in a tragic, unhappy state. And happy is the man indeed who can escape from it. Yes, in a sense, there is no escape. For man cannot escape from himself. Man creates for himself his own hell and his own hell. Man makes the very conditions under which he exists. Man creates his own ill will and his own ill health in consequence. You see, I see, as I go through the world, everywhere it is the same. Very few people are happy. They are content for a little while with the bubbles, the things of the earth, which please them. But they are like children who play things, soon they die and need something else. There's no rest, there's no peace. The world becomes more and more turbulent, more and more uncertain, more and more removed from the things that are of God. In a tragic, sad existence. Two world wars you have had, and told millions of innocent people have been slaughtered on the altar of finance, on the altar of self opinion, on the altar of the things which you themselves have in consecration. We see into your ways, but they don't have it. Great sorrow. Great tragedy. there's only one solution. It is a matter of what it means, which has cleansed the end of mind and heart before even the body can be healed. Healing the body is useless unless you heal the mind and the spirit. You can have, or appear to have, a healthy body, but if you are healthy in the mind and the spirit is not healthy, a healthy spirit can only inhabit a healthy body. And that is why I think it is good to heal the thing, it is just and it is right. But unless you endeavor to heal the mind and the spirit, only half the work is being done. He who comes from the spirit and tries to be done on the body is married and related to his ignorance and foolishness. We are striving to break through to know that world with our illumination of light. We sometimes feel very sad. For we know that the few, there are those who call themselves instruments, those who call themselves mediums, who in their own way are doing good work. They are coming, they are helping, healing the mind and the body of man. But if man himself restricts himself, even with his breakthroughs, even though we break down the barriers, how few are they who are prepared to listen to truth? How few are they who are prepared to accept truth and act upon it accordingly? While they are able to come through and give them some comfort when they have lost, as they think, the money and gentlemen, while they are able to give them some material guidance in regard to their material lives, then they accept us. But if we start to try to tell them the things that are vital and important, the things that are permanent, the things that are eternal, they are interested. Very few are they who are interested in the truth. Many are content with a mere moment. They are content only to spread the sight. They cannot see deeper the things that matter not. There are a few, as they say, like yourselves, who are frightened. It is heartrending and disillusioned. Since I am sure at times you must have found that you will have to continue. And it is because I know that you have frightened in this way that I come to you. And I know that in this machine which you use, you are able to transmit my message and message of others to many people. Some will listen for time. Some will be helped and guided. Some will be uplifted. Some indeed will change the course and thoughts of their life. But many will say, this was very nice, it is very interesting. And many of their souls will be forgotten. We see in the hearts of men, deeper than they know. We know their motives, we know their reasons. And very few are they who will risk the things of the earth and the things of the spirit. They will not give up, they will not sacrifice. These things have too much of a hold upon them, and they cling desperately like shivering waves cling to the raft in the sea. They are afraid of drowning. And yet they do not know that behind all this is a greater and wider vision, a greater and wider truth, a world beyond your imaginings, full of beauty and love and harmony. Injustice has been my time, and there is such beauty, such joy, such brotherhood. These things that we strive to give to you, that we try desperately to make possible for you, these things that we believe are the eternal joys, the lasting things. These things can be yours. I know it is an impossible task. I do not need to be told how impossible you must be. But we have hope. Hope makes not impossible. I look back at my life and I realize that many times when I was disillusioned, when I was disappointed, when I thought I had got so far and I had to start over again, I thought that I would never find, I would never discover. But by constant repetition, over and over again, the same experiment, by trying, having faith, and renewing hope, something was revealed to me, and I was able to assist and to help humanity. But I realize now more than ever that it is only when one opens one's heart, one's mind, the spirit, when one is as well, is that in empty vessel ready to receive, and you discard all his bad for the self, Open your heart and your mind is open to willis, to love. Are you able to perceive and to become because it is truly a healer? We come to heal not only the bodies of men, but to heal the mind and the spirit. To all those who listen to my voice, I say, whatever it may be for yourself, realize that within yourself is a potentiality of greatness. For you are part of God and His plan and His purpose. You have within you that power of the Spirit, which is so tremendous, so great, that nothing can destroy it. Whatever your problems, whatever your fears, whatever the conditions of your life, and the life of those near and dear to you, you can change this if you will but think accordingly on the heights of the complex thoughts. Drawing unto yourself the very elements around and about your earth to live its powers and forces of which you know nothing yet. Man, in a scientific sense, has discovered many things. Things that can be used for the good of humanity, and also things that if used wrongly can destroy. But there are greater things in the very elements, in the very conditions of your earth, around and about your need. There is tremendous power, greater than anything you have yet discovered, much, much greater. All in this condition of life in which you live is tremendous life-giving power and force, which can eradicate all evils and give you such great strength. From reaching back in time to the Great One, we realize how true this is. For nothing is impossible, but to understand God's laws. But you must obey those laws. You must follow those laws. You cannot give yourself, no one can. For there is no such thing as giving to self. For you are part of the man next door to you. You are part of this man's badge. You are indeed part of the divine spirit, which knows no shape. You may have bodies. They may be the house of the spirit, but the infinite spirit, that tremendous force and vital spark, which is of God, has no shape. It is a power, and you therefore are part of that power. And how much you use that power depends upon you, and how you are able to assimilate, and thereby become strong spiritually, mentally, and do these things which have been told that you should do. So it has been said to you that all the things shall be done. Yet none have done the greater deeds, because they have not had the faith, they have not the realization of that power which is within you. There is nothing impossible if you yourself have faith. When you come to you, know that this thing can be yours. There is nothing impossible to you if you open your minds and hearts to this vitalizing force which is life itself. Look upon your bodies as a storehouse. But remember that the bodies themselves are only the myth. They are not the reality. They are the illusions, and the illnesses of your world are the illusions of man has created this ignorance of freshness. And when you think positively, rightly, then the illnesses will gradually disappear, and the generations should come who are perfect in peace, perfect in health, because they are perfect in thought, and in love and in harmony. They vibrate in true harmony with the universe. Man is out of tune with the universe. Man is out of harmony with the universe. And with God's will and God's laws, and so upon himself all the evils of the world. There is no evil within that which man creates himself. For all that is God is coming. Man has made it perfection and flavors because of it. You, my friends, when you bring it your coming to your friends, commit it. Even if you find them where there is still that truth, they will make a call. They can find a new life, a new understanding, and a new soul is fully given to them. The health of the mind, and the health of the body, a new feeling in harmony, and the most is harmony between them. There is perfect health. The world today is out of harmony. It's full of disharmony, full of discord. And therefore, there is no peace, there is no community. There is no spiritual awareness and consciousness. Here and there, isolated, there are a few. You can reach out between you and do great things. This is why we come to you. We have been indeed most blessed with this communication. And others should come to you. That which has already been done has done much between many people. But this is yet to be his greatest deal. There is reason surroundings to this day. And then consider the reasons. Think that our hearts become one. Think that our power become one. And our strength become greater than God's strength. And the more there are right harmony together, the greater is the strength of spirit. And then indeed shall be gradually by that evil's will that go forward, my friend. So that you are guided, that you are hid, that you are blessed. Lord,
he's
with God.
Lord, he's
with
his
will and
his
mother.
Mr. Trump, may I say something?
Yes,
sir. I can't understand why doctors cannot understand or perhaps realize the natural world. I think it comes with a little bit of a high conference, don't you, when they go against psychic healing.
They do not seek so much light. Body is machine, conceived of a machine, gives life, and is, there is fuel, and the fuel is the spirit, the spirit of God.
I like the way my children are calling
it. I think they are.
Yes.
And they sure are, they must know, they must know. So you may patch up the machine that is run down, but it is more right. Mm-hmm. You can keep it going any longer. If it is not fed by the fuel of life, if it is not fed by the spirit, if it is not given the strength that comes from the divine, it has no lasting power.
Mario, I am wondering if you have enough time.
I do. I do. But very deeply, let's keep our lives to hope.